Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It's good to see a lot of friends and families, and we're glad that you're here. Amen. Amen. There's no better place to be if you're going to celebrate the birthday of somebody you can't see physically than to be in his presence. Amen. Amen. This is probably one of the most popular day in the whole world, that everybody celebrates, both those who know, those who don't know what it's all about. And it has become probably one of the most profitable day in human history across the world for business. It's a day that unites families. It's a day that brings, that reminds us of why we are really here. Today, I want to take just a brief moment. We're going to read a few Christmas familiar scriptures, but we're going to speak a little bit out of the box. Amen. 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 Let me tell you why. If you're here and you're probably Stephen's little boy that was just born, is a few weeks old, this is his first Christmas. So if you've lived a year or 2 years, you have celebrated Christmas. Amen. It's called Christmas because it was the service that was established in honor of the birth of Christ from the very beginning of the Roman Empire. And so it is a service in honor of his birthday. So it was called a mass for him. But it is not something we celebrate outwardly. It is something that makes more impact when we do it inwardly, regardless of the time, the seasons. Amen? Amen. So if I ask you, I don't think there's anybody younger than 5 here, going upwards, and Charles, don't mind, we are blessed to have at least 83 years old in our midst. Amen? Amen. So he's seen about 83 years Christmas. Amen? So if I ask you, do you remember one Christmas that made an impact in your life spiritually? Will you remember? If I ask you, after these many years of going to church, celebrating this day traditionally, and just the food, the drink, the gifts, everything, and the atmosphere of the tradition wears out, is there something you can remember, a Christmas that you left that Christmas knowing you entered a new season in your life because of the revelation of the birth of Christ? As we enter the new year, is there been a Christmas that you can say, that Christmas gave me a purpose, gave me a reason? I was so impacted, I was so challenged, I received something that will help me the next. I don't know, somebody might. But that was the question that came over and over to me. And I looked back, and I don't think I've written in my diary such a Christmas. And I realized tradition can have effect on us on a day like this. The Lord wants us to go from glory to glory as we behold him. Transformational encounters of the revelation of him. And on a time when we are celebrating his birth, we need to have a personal awakening and reality. Because two different ways we can celebrate. We can celebrate him like unbelievers, people who have not yet been born again. The way they celebrate it is very traditional, and they forget and they move on. Or we can celebrate him in a way that gives us yearly encounter of the reality of this day in our lives. Amen. That's one reason we'll go out of the box a little bit. The other reason is, how many of you in this room, people celebrate your birthdays? Sometimes they do party for you, they do surprise, they do whatever. But how many of you, when people come to celebrate your birthday together, do they focus on the day you were born? Think about it. How many people really come to you on your birthday and say, "Where were you born? How were you born?" On the very few. Their focus is different. Their focus is on your impact in their life at that moment, or who you have been to them. As a friend, as a family, as a brother, sister, husband or wife, you don't go back to the day the person was born, which is part of it. But the reason I said that is the purpose for which you're born is what people celebrate. And if people don't know the purpose for which you're born, what are you celebrating? And the purpose for which you're born has to have an impact for me to celebrate you. Have to have a meaning. Amen?
Amen.
Not just celebrating for celebrating. Amen?
Amen?
Then the other reason we have to go out of the box is, how many of you, I don't know if you're answering these questions in your heart, but I hope so. How many of you have ever celebrated a dead person's birthday? He's not dead. That's why we celebrate him. Think about it. How many of you spend money giving gifts, celebrating, rejoicing for a dead person? Even if it's your husband, you go to the grave when you, after a while, after many years, you forget. Now, we're not talking about one person. Why would the whole world celebrate a dead person every year? Think about it. It's because he's not dead. Amen.
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 You celebrate the living. So, and when you celebrate somebody that is not dead, how many of you have celebrated a birthday without the celebrant being there? Amen. Warbrit, Coco is not here, so I'll call you. Have you ever celebrated a birthday and the person is not there? Of course you can do some today's Zoom, but in reality, is it profitable to celebrate somebody's birthday and the person is not there? Amen. How many of you know he's here?
Amen.
There are various ways you can celebrate somebody that is there. Amen?
Amen.
You celebrate somebody that is there because you can see him, you can see her. How many of you know that unbelievers don't know what they are celebrating? They can't see him. They are just celebrating. But if you're born again, you know you can feel him. His spirit, you can touch, you can feel. He speaks to you. He's alive in you. You're not celebrating somebody that is far off. You're celebrating somebody that's living in you. So you're really celebrating like a believer. Unbelievers are just buying and selling, dancing without a celebrant. And if you're here today, you've not received Jesus in your life, that's exactly what is happening. Christmas don't really mean anything. Because if you really celebrate somebody, you celebrate person because the person means something to you. You see him, you're there, you came to. But if you're celebrating and you don't know the person, you don't feel the person, you don't see the person, it's just buying and selling. So I just want you to know, if you've not really, the Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot enter. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
But when you're born again, you can, when you read these Bibles, your eyes open and you know you're not just reading words. Somebody's talking to you. And you're talking to somebody. When you pray, you're talking to somebody. That's real to you. Unbelievers don't have that. So when you're celebrating birthday, you're not celebrating somebody you don't talk to, somebody you don't feel. When you're born again, you're celebrating somebody that not only is in you, but you talk to the person. It's real to you. So you have a reason to celebrate. So if there's a day to be born again, it's today.
Yes.
So when you celebrate, it really means a lot to you. So I pray, if you're backsliding or you've known him, you don't know him, you're not sure if you know him, I pray before the end of this message, it's good you know him. Amen?
Amen.
So that as you celebrate the rest of the day, he's happy, you're happy, and you know you're celebrating somebody you know. Amen?
Amen.
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 I can close the scriptures now. We can go home. It's done.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let me read a few scriptures and share one or two things so that we don't live every year not really allowing the reality of the birth of Christ give us a purpose, a meaningful purpose to live victoriously in this world. Amen?
Amen.
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 We have a brother here, his name is Matthew. I'm going to call him to read from the book of Matthew, but I'll do it another Christmas. So Matthew, by next Christmas, I will call you. Huh? All right, so you'll be ready. I'm going to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 1. First of all, let's thank God for our choir. I just don't know how I missed that. Hallelujah! Amazing! Amazing! I worship him. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a blessing. We are going somewhere, amen? And our media team, every time I turn to the Bible, it's already up there on the screen. Amen! Thank you so much. So Matthew chapter 1, we'll read verse 1 to start with. The books of the generation of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Then he goes into details. Let's go verse 17. So all the generations, listen to this, from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto who? Unto Jesus Christ are what? 14 generations. He started verse 1 and he eliminated everybody else in the world and mentioned three people: Abraham, David, and Jesus. He went through the details of how they got there, the rest of them. And then he came to verse 17 and refocused on the generations and mentioned three people: Abraham, David, and Jesus. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Let's continue from verse 18. Now, then he says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Means God. Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public spectacle example, was minded to put her away privately or privily. Verse 20. But why he thought on these things, what was he thinking about? Why he thought on these things? Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of what? David. Fear not. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is what? It's of the Holy Ghost of God. Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Meaning Savior. Savior. For he shall save his people from what? Their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled. It might come to pass. It will be performed, fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name what?
Emmanuel.
Now the first is Jesus, now is Emmanuel, and then he says the interpretation of Emmanuel means, being interpreted, God with us. Wow. God with us. God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord has bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me show you something really quickly before we say a few things close. Open to Matthew chapter 2, and put verse 5 on the screen. And they said unto him, Matthew 2:5, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come forth a governor, a ruler, that shall rule my people Israel. Verse 17, chapter 2, 17. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and will not be comforted because they are not. Then the last verse, 2:23 says, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. The first man and woman God put on the face of this earth to be stewards on behalf of him of the earth, Adam and Eve. Amen? They were clothed with God's glory. They were created by God. God gave them power, dominion, authority, and they lived in God's presence. But there was a rebellion that took place against the word of God. Disobedience, sin. That sin, not sins, S-I-N, that disobedience, that S-I-N, that sin, that iniquity, caused something to happen. These first people that were born, created into the earth, sinned. And because of that one disobedience, they were separated from God. It's one thing to be separated from God, but not to be separated from God and completely to come under the reign of Satan is a different thing. So ever since that one sin, that separation from God, that soul, that sin that died, a dead soul is one that has the absence of God. From that time, the whole human race has been under darkness. The whole human race, soul, has been separated from God. That's why I said, the soul that sinned shall die. And the consequences of separation from God, when you are already flesh and blood in this earth, if you die without him, without God, you are separated from him forever. Just to be a little bit separated from him on hell, on earth here, is already hell by itself. But to be separated from him forever is unfathomable. So God, knowing the frailty of what is created, prepared an insurance for us and an assurance for us a better way. Revelation 13 says, the Lamb that was slain from the foundations of the earth. So, from the fall of Adam and Eve, it says, all man has sinned. Amen? So, from that time forward, sin entered the blood system of man. Everybody say blood. As long as you're born by man, you're a sinner. Because you carried a blood that is already condemned. It's already polluted with the sin of this world. And we call it the fallen man, the lost man. This blood, this sin, this nature, whether you're good, no matter how good you are, that's not what God bases righteousness on. Righteousness is based on God, not man. So from that time to now, all our righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. And the only way and the only hope for us to be fully reconciled to God, for us to be fully back to Him, for us to be fully His, for us to be fully everything God dreamt for creating man, God Himself has to give birth to us afresh. How? That means He has to become man. Amen? So, this season we're celebrating, 2,000 years ago, was an introduction of the kingdom of God into the earth. A kingdom that cannot be shaken by the world system. A kingdom that has overthrown the power of sin. A kingdom that has no limit, no end. A kingdom that has no beginning. The kingdom of God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? God. And the Word became flesh. Jesus was not born by flesh and blood. Amen? Amen. Jesus was born by the Word of God. I just told you, every scripture I read, I took a few to say, it was spoken by the prophet. It was spoken by the word of God. It was spoken by the word of God. It was spoken by the word of God. So every Christmas, this time of the year, when we read the story of the birth of Jesus, it was the beginning of the introduction of the Son of God into the earth. The kingdom. In the Old Testament, God has operated. We have a lot of people, but it was one person there, one person there, one person, Noah, this. One person sometimes in the whole generation that has encountered experiences with God. But God's desire is to bring all men to Him. And the only way will be by the death of one man. So the whole reason Jesus was born was to die for us. The whole purpose He came was to die. Was to exchange everything Adam did for who He is. By the sin of one man, the righteousness of one, the disobedience of one, but the obedience of one. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the first Adam and the second Adam. The bloodline. The bloodline of the first Adam is what we call flesh and blood. The bloodline of the second Adam, you have to be born again to live in it. So the reason why we don't always ask people, when we come to celebrate their birthday, what town were you born again? What village? What house were you born? Was because we want to connect with who they are and want to relate to who they are. The moment the announcement came about his birth by the angels in various ways, the angels told us why Jesus should be celebrated today. They made it clear. There's a lot surrounding his birth, manger, this, that. But the angels made one clear. It says, he, a savior has been born. To save us from what? To save us from the judgment, the condemnation, the curse, and the consequences of the bloodline of what Adam did. That is in our blood system. And Satan rules over that bloodline. So the reason he was born without the help of a man, Mary says, I know no man. The help of a man. And the reason the stories went so like this is so that you know Jesus was born supernaturally. And the kingdom he has come to introduce to us is a supernatural kingdom. The kingdom that Jesus has come, the kingdom that he was born into, the kingdom he came to represent, is not a natural kingdom. He was not born naturally, and so it's not a natural kingdom. So when Joseph was thinking, how can this be? How can this be? It's the same way every unbeliever thinks today. A lot of people that are not saved, they try to use their human mind to figure out, how can a virgin give birth? How can I be born again? Nicodemus said. How can I be a child of God? You cannot use the natural mind to figure out spiritual things. Amen?
Amen.
You have to believe the word of God by faith, and then you experience the supernatural. Amen? Jesus was not born naturally, and no man that is born again can be born naturally. To be born again is a supernatural thing. Amen?
Amen.
So in summary, I want to use an illustration to explain to you today that are born again. When you, this Christmas, you should really reflect and meditate. Who is your real father? And where are you from? Who is your real father? When I say real father, you know what I'm talking about. Who is your real father? And where are you from? What kingdom, what nation do you really prioritize in your life? Amen?
Amen.
Today, I want to show you why it's important for those of us that are born again. The Bible says you put on a new man, you put off the old man. To make the cases, once you're in Christ, you are dead, and you should be mindful of those things that are above. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot benefit very well from If you are a citizen of America and you are born in Nigeria, you cannot really benefit very well if you don't use your American citizenship very well, because you're in America but you're born in Nigeria but you live in America. Your citizenship in America doesn't play very good in Nigeria, doesn't play very good role here, but except in Nigeria. If you're in America, you live under the rules of this nation as a citizen. And once you submit to the rules and submit to the leadership of this country, you benefit from the provisions of this country, the protections of this country, and the privileges of this country. You cannot be born again and your priority is still living for the flesh and the things of this world. You don't benefit very much from the kingdom. It's a kingdom. So let me give you an illustration. Amen?
Amen.
Who is married here that is proud to be married? You're happy to be married. And you like to come out here for me to use you as an illustration. Married. Okay. You and your wife, come out. Okay. Please come. By the way, these people are amazing. Their life has blessed so many marriages. That's all they do, just ministering to marriages. Maybe that's why God is using them. Amen. Please, can you come here? No, you stay here. No, you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. I want you to listen carefully. And when you listen to this, it's an illustration of the first Adam and the second Adam. From the story we read. And I will explain before we pray. Before you were married, what are your names?
Juanita Rizzo. Juanita Rizzo.
Juanita Rizzo.
Rizzo.
Okay. You came from the Rizzo family. Okay. Before, oh no, what's your, what are your full names?
Jose Maria Sanchez Oporto.
Your first name and your last name?
Jose Maria Sanchez Oporto.
Okay. You had that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Before she got married, she was running a bloodline. And that bloodline, what's her last name again?
Rizzo.
Rizzo. That seed came from the Rizzo family. And the bloodline of that family. Amen?
Amen?
She was born from that family. Physically. Now, you got married. Come over this side, please. They are married, eh? Okay. Now that you're married, what's your last name?
Sanchez.
What's your last name?
Sanchez.
What happened here? She was grafted out of the bloodline she was born and was grafted in to another bloodline. Why? Because he is the husband, she is the wife. Before she was born, I want you to see this. It was the original Adamic blood. That blood is sin, is polluted, and already controlled. It's a worldly. The moment you're born into Christ, you're born again, you enter into his bloodline. And this announcement says he was born of what? God. And when you receive Jesus, you are adopted into the bloodline of Christ. You are born into that kingdom, and you are now under the umbrella of that kingdom, you are now under the righteousness of that kingdom, you are now under the provision, the protection, you are now under the citizenship of your last name.
Hallelujah.
You've gone from darkness to light. You've gone from the systems of this world, the kingdoms of this world, to into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In Christ, by the Holy Spirit. You cannot go from here to here physically. You have to be born again by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
So when we celebrate Christmas, we're not just celebrating somebody in heaven. We're celebrating we being part of who He is. We are celebrating His kingdom, our kingdom. We are joined heirs. We are now under His leadership, His protection. Amen? Yeah. Now, if this citizenship she was in was Nigeria, and Jesus' citizenship is America, just to give you more picture. When she is in Nigeria answering that last Nigerian name, and now she has been adopted and inherited His last name and the citizenship of America and lives in America, why do you still carry Nigeria's character, behavior, limitations, all the things that Nigeria comes with, to a kingdom that has been established in the entire? Do you understand what I'm saying? The reason why many of us are unprotected and we are living in the power of our human strength, not really seeing divine provision, divine healing, everything on this man has been paid for here on the cross. On that cross, Jesus became the old Adam. And He was judged for sickness. He was judged for sin. He was judged for hell. He was judged for everything Adam did that was in our blood. He took all of them and says, everything that is in His blood is, He became poor for our riches. He became sin for our righteousness. He bore our sickness and disease for our wholeness. Everything heaven can provide from that divine birth is in Him. And here, everything you can imagine against us, He died for. So when we receive Him, we are grafted into this kingdom and the provisions of this kingdom. But the only problem we have is this kingdom you can't see with your physical eyes. And that's why we have a problem. That's why the Bible says, without faith, this kingdom is not beneficial to you. It's a waste. You are in this kingdom, but you're still trying to feel and touch like you are in Nigeria. Like, this kingdom is about touch, feel here, work for Walmart, pay you, do this, do that. But this kingdom is established, but you can't see with your eyes. So the problem we have as believers, that we're not investing in this kingdom, we're not experiencing, enjoying this kingdom, is because you cannot see it with your eyes. It's in you. And it's upon you. So, thank you so much. Thank you. So, as we celebrate this birth today, I want to ask you a question. If you live here today, are you celebrating a dead person? If the person is alive, are you celebrating a dead person?
No.
If the person is alive, do you know him?
No.
Do you know him? Huh? Do you know him? You know him? Who is he to you? Huh? Whose citizenship are you operating under? All these questions I asked you is questions I have to answer. And if you can answer them sincerely, 2023, your life will not be the same. Your battles will not be your battles, because this kingdom fights for you. This kingdom provides if you have allegiance. This kingdom protects. This kingdom will never fail you. American government can fail. Nigerian government can fail. You see, this kingdom is unshakable, is unmovable. That's why I'm asking you, do you know him? Are you a citizen of this kingdom? Are you born into this kingdom? He was born into it. So today, I just want you to review and renew your understanding of this kingdom, your commitment, your vows, your knowledge of this kingdom. So when you leave Christmas today, you celebrate it with a different purpose and understanding. Amen? Amen. Amen? Amen? I'm not saying if you're born in Nigeria, you can't visit Nigeria and take your Nigerian passport and go there occasionally. Amen? But I'm saying, if you live in America, let the kingdom be mindful of it and live in the principles of that kingdom. Amen? Amen? Amen. 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 Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus.